Harvick's able to clear the one of Jamie McMurray, and a caution comes out. He'll be back on the lead lap.
Vic, join us as we break down the latest news stories and race events from the three biggest divisions in motorsports.
Into the wall, then into the two. The two goes around. The caution's going to come out.
The Gander Outdoor Truck Series, Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. Will Joey Logano repeat?
It's a drag race. They're sideways, and it's going to be Logano getting the win.
Or will someone else take claim on being the next champion? It's time for the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3. And now, here's your host, Eddie Greer III.
What's up, y'all? Y'all know what time it is. Once again, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast on the airwaves coming at you from Manhattan, Kansas, the MHK, hot Manhattan, Kansas. My name is Eddie Greer III, a.k.a. EG3, host of the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast. We're all about the latest in the world of motorsports, particularly NASCAR, and other miscellaneous things, Gator Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series, the three biggest divisions in NASCAR on this hot and humid Tuesday night, June 4th, 2019. Big D, also in the EG3 garage area, where we most of the time do the show unless severe weather comes our way. And of course, speaking of that, it's a perfect segue before we jump right on in to what took place at Pocono over the weekend, dodging another several bullets of rain. Of course, it was supposed to be forecast for rain over the weekend, which we did not get, thank good Lord. And the water levels, of course, have gone down since then, but they have let water out of some of the lakes around town, of course, Junction City as well. But the big thing is, at least at the moment, though, everything is okay up here in the Midwest, here in Kansas. Appreciate the prayers thus far, and might as well continue those as well. I mean, I wouldn't say anything is not promised, but hey, I mean, we're in pretty good shape. Good shape. Here, moving down the line here as this sun, man, woo, summer is here, and it is hot and heavy here in the action on track at Pocono this weekend, Big D. The Xfinity Series, it was right. That finish right there, which we will talk about, actually, in the second half of the show here tonight. That finish was awesome to see. Strategy, everything played out in that finish between Cole Custer and Tyler Reddick was one for the ages to this point. Probably the best finish of the year to this point. Maybe I'm leaving out another finish there in the Xfinity Series, but we're jumping right on in. We're diving into the Cup Series tonight. Changing things up a little bit tonight. Cup Series, well, everybody, the package, just like I predicted, and I talked about this in the preview show going in. This, I mean, same old, same old. I mean, last year, Xfinity, I'm not going to go down that road again tonight. But I told you guys on the preview show, this package, I just don't know. You're going to get that same exciting race that we have been getting on the mile and a half the last 4 weeks up until Pocono. The Cup Series, which saw Kyle Busch just take the field to sleep pretty much. And I fell asleep through some other race as well. If I fell asleep during a race, you know that's something right there. And that's when Mark Truex apparently fell out of this race due to a blown motor. And I bet you it was probably because putting that tape on the front of that nose, that's probably, if I'll probably say the guess, the reason why he was out of this race. Kevin Harvick, again, late pit road issues. The team cannot pull up their pants tight. All of them, another mistake on pit road. Just it seems like Harvick was not one on this racetrack. One of only three tracks he is not one on. Once again, the pit crew fails to get it done. And how many times in the last several years, Stewart Haas Racing, not 14, opportunity missed yet again. And the big topic, and it still is, here in NASCAR, Stewart Haas Racing, 0 in the win column going into Michigan here this weekend. The other big story, obviously I just mentioned him moments ago, Kyle Busch wins another Pocono race, his third Pocono win in the last four races up there in the Pocono Mountains. And more importantly, Kyle Busch is picking him up and putting him down. It was this time last week when people said that, okay, Kyle Busch, Martin Truex Jr., Kyle Busch hates to lose, play second fiddle to anybody. And of course, those two, and this is not the end. Obviously, Truex fell out because of engine issues in this race. And to me, Truex had a hard time throughout the race trying to get back through the field. And they just had a rough afternoon in general. But the consistency coming in to this race is that Kyle Busch hates to lose. Obviously, everybody knows that. Even a first-time first-year NASCAR fan would probably notice that difference as well. Kyle Busch hates to lose. You know that. And I've said it from the jump, when before the 19 season started, aka 2019 season started, that Martin Truex Jr. coming on there on to Joe Gibbs Racing officially from the shutdown first row team was going to push him, give him a run for his money. He has done just that. And Kyle Busch, Adam Stevens, once again, answer the bell in this race right here. And another car that was strong and fell flat on its face late when the closing laps, the 42 team of Kyle Larson. Larson won both Stage 1 and Stage 2. It seems to me Kyle Larson, the other Kyle, is turning the corner here and he's going to one of the more better racetracks on the schedule here this week in MIS. Larson had a golden opportunity, really, to finish on a strong note. Did not do that. And he pretty much said it himself in his post-race comments, said he basically fell on his face, hit the wall, and that 42 was making some moves. I know there was limited passing in this race, obviously, because I fell asleep toward the end of Stage 2. Fell asleep for a little bit. So you know that tells you something right there. I mean, not much action going on. Obviously, everybody's anticipating the NASCAR doubleheader next year at Pocono, which I am leaning towards going to right now. It's not official yet, but I am working a few things out right now. So that I'm looking forward to see. I mean, nothing's not set in stone, obviously, with everything going on the family side of things. So I have to see what's up on that end due to circumstances. So we'll have to see how that all shakes itself out here down the stretch. But we still have a lot of racing to go here in 2019. Obviously, everybody's so excited for the double, which we saw in the IndyCar series, by the way, at Detroit, which they have done in the last several years with back-to-back races Saturday and Sunday. We're going to be seeing that next year with the Pocono races, with them being so close together in the schedule in the last several years. Big D, 5, 6, 8, probably forever, really, since 2000. You can probably take it back a little bit towards then, too, that these two races have always been close together, a six-week span in between them. So it made a lot of sense when you look at it now to tie the two together on the same weekend. Not only that, there's probably any car could be, trucks could be part of this. So this is, yeah, you've heard it on some of the podcasts here when that schedule came out, that this is right here, this weekend here, next year, it's going to be the hottest ticket in town. And at least to this point, I believe it was the Lap Traffic podcast, either that I listened to today, one of the guys said something about this was one of the hotter, the tickets didn't, I believe it was NASCAR Castum said, the ticket prices have not changed, and it was, now that I think about it now, the good memories being coming back to me a little bit. So this, the Pocono next year, this is going to be all off the chain, but this race was not off the chain. This was not a good race. Particularly, I mean, probably the only two cars were passing some people. Keselowski had a good race car. Kyle Larson was passing people, and obviously your race winner, Kyle Busch, was also doing the same thing. You're listening to Three Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3, Eddie Gritter III, you the guys on this humid Tuesday evening in the MHK. Kyle Busch leading 79 laps. We'll get to the field full rundown in just a moment, but staying on Kyle Busch here for a moment, I gotta give my boy a shout out. Not Kyle Busch, but the guy, one of the guys, reporters was on this podcast last year, EG3 alum, and I did not think about this until late last weekend, and hopefully I will talk to him a little bit more earlier, have him on the show again. That and my man, Zach Sternolo. I probably butchered the name. I always do that. But my man, Zach. Shout out to Zach for answering the hard questions. And particularly towards Kyle Busch about the package. And we all know Kyle Busch's stance on his package. Even with the big win. His fourth of the year in 19 over the weekend. And let me put it like this. I'm not going to repeat what he said, but let me put it this way. He is still ticked and happy with this package, and why not? Because, I mean, I told you that from last week. I mean, you're not going to get exciting racing from this. And, yes, Xfinity has adapted a little bit to it. We saw a fantastic finish on Saturday afternoon with all the strategy played out, but... You know, the limited passing, Logano shaking his head. I read Zach's article almost all the way through. I did not quite finish it. But just the fact that, you know, of course, next year's doubleheader. I mean, all the anticipation with it. And obviously, a Gen 7 car the year after. Next year, I believe, that will be entering the fray. I mean, I'm not an engineer or anything like this. Anything like that, but I know NASCAR has tried to tweak this package a little bit and try to make it more exciting, which it has, especially last four races, including the Coke 600 last week and everything else in between. But yeah, that was awful. The product on the track was awful, in my opinion, as a fan of the sport. Obviously, I've been doing this podcast for quite a while now, so I know what I'm looking at. But it just, when you fall asleep in a Pocono race like I did for a little bit, and that was when Martin Truex Jr. apparently, I did not see him in the rundown list. When I woke up, next thing I know, he's talking to Jamie Little, talking about the engine blowed up, and so I'm like, what is going on? But I still watched most of the race, though, and then I ended up listening to it on doing other chores on Sunday. And yeah, man, so I don't have the answer to that. I'm not going to go dive into that answer about how to fix it at Pocono. So, I mean, NASCAR is going to have to figure it out at some point. You know, the passing, the drivers, 90% shaking their head, not really thrilled about the package. So we'll have to see the next time around when we're at Pocono and see what happens with it as well. But yeah, basically put it in nice terms, quote unquote nice terms, Big D. It was not a good race there, and even on the final restart there, and you know, with the anticipation of the restarts, we could be seeing 5 wide, 6 wide. We just saw the normal, which is 4 wide every time. And yeah, the restarts were pretty much the action of this race. If you didn't get off to a good restart, you were pretty much going to get kicked out of the ballpark. That's hands down. Gordon, turn one. Rusty Wallace said it in the MRN broadcast. Winner of this race off of turn one. We heard it last year. DW, Jeff Gordon, we heard it. We've heard this. So many, even without this latest package here in the current state of NASCAR, leader off of turn one, off of final restart, was going to win this race, and that was a fact, especially the lack of passing that we saw in the cup race. The lack of passing. You get off of turn one with the clean air, you're going to win that race. Full field rundown begins with Austin Dillon. He and Paul Menard getting into it early in the race, knocks Austin Dillon out of the race, obviously. And I gotta tell you, there were some not happy folks on my Twitter line pertaining to this incident between Austin and mainly towards Austin being a crybaby about the wreck and not taking ownership of it. Austin Dillon dead last in the Pocono race, the Pocono 400 over the weekend, and he took a big hit in the standings. So he's got a mountain to climb here as the summer begins here. Corey LaJoie off the 12th place run of Coke 600. Well, he was involved, hit the wall off of the tunnel turn. He ended up 36. I mentioned Truex Jr. with his engine issues, 35th. JJ Yeley, 34th. Matt Tiff, 33rd. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., disappointing 32nd place finish. Landon Castle, 31st. David Reagan, 30th. Quinn Hoff, 29th. Reed Sorensen, 28th. Ty Dillon finishing the 27th position. Rough afternoon for the Dillon boys. Kyle Larson won both stages and hit the wall off of turn one. His day was done. Well, potential great afternoon was over. 26. Bailey Curry, home in the 25th position. Out of board of Bailey Curry right there. Ross Chastain, more Ross Chastain later on the program. 24th, big news from him and Nice Motorsports. We're getting that on the back end of this podcast here. We read the news just before I hopped on the mic tonight. Ryan Preece, 23rd. Kevin Harvick, the fourth quarter struggle continues. You know, he's nicknamed the closer for a reason. Well, you know what? I'm going to have to pass that baton over to Kyle Busch there with that closer name. Obviously, he's had that name for a long time, and yes, he could probably still don that name, but pit crew fumbling around in the fourth quarter yet again, costing Harvick an opportunity to win the race. Harvick, 22nd. Bubba Wallace, attaboy for him. Big news from him. We'll get into that later on tonight. 21st for Bubba Wallace. Great showing for that team. So that could be the turning point right there for him. Well, obviously the turning point was the Coco, the 2 weeks at Charlotte. Mainly the Nat Monster Energy Open, where he won stage two there in determining fashion right there. And with the news that coming out of that 43 team, sponsorship wise, can we see the wheels turn for this team right here? About to find out, but great run for the 43 team. Michael McDowell, 20th. Jimmy Johnson, he was in the top 10 through most majority of this race. I don't know what happened. Jimmy Johnson late, but he did not finish off like Harvick, 19th. Paul Menard, 18th. With that incident there with Austin Dillon early in the race. Matthew Benedetto coming home in the 17th spot. Ryan Newman, 16th. Alex Bowman, 15th in this one. Chris Buescher, 14th. Daniel Hemric bringing it home in the 13th spot. Ryan Blaney, yet again. That's back-to-back 12th place finishes for the Penske driver and Ryan Blaney. And just outside the top 10 is Kurt Busch in that number one car for Ganassi there. Eric Almirola, quiet 10th place for him, for Stuart Haas. Your pole sitter for the second straight week, William Byron and Chad Knaus bringing that speed right now. Hendrick Motorsports right now turning the corner. As I mentioned before on the podcast, William Byron finished ninth and led 25 laps in this one. He looked like he was going to be on his way to winning stage one there until Kyle Larson passed him there late in stage one. But William Byron and Chad Knaus, if they can finish the deal off, I know they finish strong there, back-to-back top 10 finishes going into MIS. They can back up their speed on Fridays here. Byron is going to be awfully tough here in the second half of the regular season, though. But I believe we are starting to see the fruits grow here with the Chad Knaus William Byron combination. Ninth place for him. Daniel Suarez comes home in eighth place for him, for Stuart Haas. Joey Logano, seventh for Penske Racing. there. Denny Hamlin finished in the sixth spot, backing up to Daniel Suarez here for a moment. Suarez led 9 laps. Denny Hamlin led a lap in the Pocono 400. Your top 5 looks like this. Clint Bowyer in the 5th position for Stuart Haas Racing led 2 laps. Chase Elliott finished in the 4th spot. And typical Chase Elliott style, post-race saying, we're great, but not that great. So Chase Elliott, 4th spot for him. Chase Elliott has been on rails as well here. That's his 4th consecutive top 10 finish for that 9 team. Erik Jones, much needed run for him. Come off that last place finish a week ago. Erik Jones, that Jones boy, going home to Michigan here this weekend coming up. Erik Jones looking to get on the board in the win column. He's the only driver not to win for Joe Gibbs Racing here this year. Will MIS be the one? Find out this weekend. But Erik Jones, some momentum going in there. 3rd, Keselowski finished in the 2nd spot there. He led 4 laps in this one. And obviously, we covered the man who is now had the most wins by far this year, by 1, over Keselowski and Truex. That is Kyle Busch, 79 laps, tying Rusty Wallace, 55 career Monster Energy NASCAR Cup wins now for him. And that is going to only go up and up here. And obviously, he's far from done in the win column. That's your full field rundown for the Pocono 400. You're listening to 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast, going 3 wide with the Pocono recap. Eddie Gritter, 3rd here with you guys tonight. Changing things up just a little bit while Big D is pulling up the standings now. As we get ready to go to Michigan this weekend, let's take a moment to update our folks about social media real quick here. You can follow me at EG3_Fast Eddie again on Twitter at EG3_Fast Eddie. I've gotten some follows here last 5 days or so that's good, and that is big because of the giveaway here. If everything checks the boxes out here as we go into the season, and you can find the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast wherever you get your podcast. Spotify, we're on there. Audio Boom, Apple Podcasts, iTunes, leave us a 5-star rating and leave us a review as well. And that's a perfect transition into the giveaway, which is live, and it's going to be live until you guys fill the criteria. 325 followers on the Twitter page at EG3_FastEddie. That is me. 50 5-star ratings on iTunes, and leave us a review, which will be a total of 10 reviews to unlock the giveaway, which I'm going to be giving away 2 diecasts. So that is it right there. 325 at EG3_FastEddie. 50 ratings, 10 reviews, and I will unlock, give away 2 diecast. Spread the word about the EG3 3Wide Podcast. Y'all know what it is. MHK, spread the word. And if y'all have been listening for a long time, please tell your friends about the 3Wide NASCAR Podcast and add a 3Wide NASCAR Podcast to your daily list of podcasts wherever you get your podcast. Now back to the show. All right, that's that. Business is done. Your top 5 going into IMS in the regular season looks like this. Logano has chopped Kyle Busch's lead to 4 in the regular season standings. Chase Elliott is quietly sitting there in the 3rd spot, obviously with that win at Talladega. Brad Keselowski is 4th. Kevin Harvick is 5th. That is your top 5. We'll just walk down the rest of this top 10 real quick here. Denny Hamlin, Martin Truex Jr., Kurt Busch, Ryan Blaney, and Clint Bowyer, your top 10 here. And look at this, a tie. We're going to skip all the way down to 16th. Woo, this is big right here. And I know everybody doesn't want to talk about playoffs and all this other stuff, but I bet you now, we're in the summer months now, it's about to go down. This playoff talk is only going to start heating up from here on out. Why? Look at this. Tied up for the 16th and final spot right now. You're talking about Kyle Larson and Jimmy Johnson, two heavyweights in the sport, currently locked up in a dead heat. 16 Big D, boys and girls. Ooh, and next one underneath is Ryan Newman, Paul Menard, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. right now. So, I mean, we got some tracks coming up, obviously, with different variety MIS this week. And I don't have the schedule up on the screen right now. And I believe Sonoma is next on the list. If Big D can pull that schedule up real quick. Yes, sir. So, Fox winding down their season here. FS1, both races coming up. The final two races for Fox Sports Network here in 2019. The Firekeepers Casino 400, which is this Sunday. And the finale, there's an off week for the boys. Next week, Sonoma Raceway. In 3 weeks, the Cat, Fox Sports, Fox FS1 coverage of NASCAR before it all turns back over to the NBC Sports Network when it all kicks off at Chicagoland. Had that thrilling battle between Kyle Larson and Kyle Busch a year ago. The slide job race right there. Woo! It's only 3 weeks, only about a month out. So, looking forward to that. But FS1 finishing up coverage there. And obviously the DW ride in California, boys and girls. So, looking out for that. And obviously, that's going to be a terrific. Speaking of terrific finishes, that's actually a perfect transition for a little bit. Talk about a little bit about this finish here, and we'll take a short break. Xfinity Series. Whew, that was awesome. That was something else. Cole Custer, Tyler Reddick, part of that big three with Crystal Bell. But Bell wasn't part of this finish. Tyler Reddick, that final restart. Reddick started third, I want to say either third or fourth. Yeah, he restarted on the outside. Restarted, and he shot out of a cannon. Went between the leaders and darted past Cole Custer. Darted by Cole Custer there and set sail, final lap, and Tyler Reddick gave it away. Final turn, anticipating the bump and run move on Cole Custer. Obviously, Cole Custer had the dominant car of this race. And Cole Custer, and if it wasn't for damage to the front end in the Xfinity Series race back at Charlotte, we could be talking about back-to-back for Cole Custer. But instead, well, Tyler Reddick had a beast of a car there, so I'm not sure about that. Take that comment back. But the beast mode held in check. Cole Custer passes Tyler Reddick on the final turn of the race. Reddick loses it up the track a little bit, opens the door wide open, as I like to call it. Custer wins it, beats Reddick to the line. Woo! That was an awesome finish there. And I thought for a moment there, Ryan Preece, obviously going for cut points, obviously, but Ryan Preece in at 8 this past weekend at Pocono. I thought he was in the catbird seat there. You have more fresher tires there than, and maybe it would not matter anyway, as it already, and that turnout anyways for Ryan Preece there, battling back right there. But that was amazing, and we're not done. I'm pretty sure we're not done. What is that? Screen acting up a little bit right there. But we'll get it off of my iPad here. Big D, I'm working on that while I'm talking. But yeah, so this is not the last time. Guaranteed, this is not the last time Reddick, Cole Custer will battle out. We're going to find a lot more battles. Obviously, Christian Bell will be part of this mix. Justin Allgaier had an awesome car as well. Unfortunately for him, he was the last caution of this race. Cost him a strong finish in this race. The Pocono Green 250 last Saturday. So that was a great race, and everybody had comments about this race after the fact. But Cole Custer, I believe that is, if I'm not mistaken, win number 3 of the season, I might call it. I know it was, yes, win number 3 of the year, California. Richmond, and now add another one for the 00 of Stuart Haas Racing. That those Xfinity program right now, the consistency is right there right now. Even Chase Briscoe quietly there in the mix as well. We'll talk more Xfinity when we come back, obviously, and got some couple topics I want to bring up as well in this guy for the show and talk trucks. They're back on the track this weekend, and this is their second go around at Texas. I'll recap the first race for you as they begin their truck challenge, aka Dash for Cash program here, as the big money on the line for the trucks back after this.
This is a quick pit stop. The 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast with EG3 will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
NASCAR Podcast back on the racetrack here in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Gritter III, Big D doing his thing, producing, recording on this Tuesday night break in between the NBA Finals, which is tied at 1-0. And by the way, the 3-Wide NASCAR Podcast is all about the Beginner Outdoor Truck Series, the Xfinity Series, and the Monster Energy NASCAR Cup Series. We're rolling along on this post-race reaction edition of the of the podcast, and now we have what we want on the screen here in the EG3 garage area. But Cole Custer, Tyler Reddick, the finish, pretty much the race of the weekend. The Cup race wasn't that great. The Xfinity Series race was strategy, everything played out its way out. And at the end of the day, Cole Custer rallies back and pulls off a last corner pass on Tyler Reddick to win his third race of the year. We look at the top 10 here. Austin Dillon in that second car for Colleague Racing finished 10th. Justin Haley, the main car for that program, another solid run for that 11 car in ninth spot. Michael Annett continues to put it down. Top 10 after top 10. Finished in the 8th spot. Austin Cindric, 7th. Noah Gragson, another solid run for the Junior Motorsports. Number 9 car rookie here, Gragson, turned the corner here for Junior Motorsports. He finishes in the 6th spot right there. Christopher Bell rallied back. His day was almost done there. If he turns early, a little bit earlier, coming off of turn 2, his day is done there. But the dirt tracker that he is keeps it off the wall for the most part there. Christopher Bell ends up in the top 5 finish. 5th, Ryan Preece, I mentioned him in the first segment, first half of the show. 4th, and Chase Briscoe, like I said, continues to get going. I'm telling you what, man, I would not be surprised to see him. I know he went to Victory Lane last year in a part-time deal for Stuart Haas Racing at the Roval. Chase Briscoe could be on the verge of getting the win here before the playoffs start. Is that a bold prediction, ladies and gentlemen? Maybe. But I've been riding him. I've been praising him throughout the year so far. He's done a fantastic job. Third place finish for Briscoe. Obviously, we covered the two guys, part of the big three in the Xfinity Series. Tyler Reddick, Cole Custer leading 58 laps. That's over basically half of those laps right there. Some notables here. John Hunter Nemechek, 12th. Justin Allgaier, who won a stage in this race here. He was up there. He had a car that was capable, obviously, of finishing in the top five. Ends up a disappointing 11th place. That's the season that's gone for that 7th bunch. Last year, winning all the races, and this year, can't seem to get out of the doldrums a little bit. So, but still plenty of time, and I believe we got some road course here coming up here. All guys going to be a definite factor here for too long. And I tell you what, to me, he is still the wild card in all this here. We can talk about who's going to be in that final four at Homestead this fall. Allgaier missing that last year. He has an opportunity to redeem himself there. See what happens there. Obviously, next time we see the Xfinity Series, MIS this weekend, this Saturday afternoon, it's going to be a 12:30 local start, 1:30 Eastern time. The LTI printing 250. Obviously, looking forward to see lap traffic, Brandon Crowd, PETM podcast going to be there. Yunker Motorsports, everybody, and others. So I'm looking forward to listening to their episodes here coming out later on this week. So those are the podcasts that I listen to, obviously, along with the Loose Lugs. Looking forward to be back on their program later this year. Of course, Throwback Weekend with Darlington. Looking forward to that. I called that right there. So looking forward to that. So, and obviously, if you have not caught up on the latest episodes of EG3, three-wide program, do that, because we had AJ from the Loose Lugs on here last week talking all big things Memorial Day weekend there. So get caught up on the latest episodes there as well, and I'll get everything once again caught back up on SoundCloud. The three-wide NASCAR podcast is up there now, so listen to the latest episodes there. I'll put the recent episodes at some point this weekend with this later this week with all that is going on here in MHK. But yep, LTI 250 Michigan, interesting to see. And obviously, last time we're on a Pacific racetrack, 2 mile, yeah, Cole Custer out, held off Kyle Busch. There is no Kyle Busch obviously in this field. Let me double check that before I confirm that here real quick. Big D there's the entry list right there. Let's look down here real quick here. See Paul Menard in that 12 car this weekend in the Xfinity race here. Looking more down, and I do not see Kyle Busch. So, all right. So, yeah, Kyle Busch is not in the field. Paul Menard in the 12. Interesting this weekend. So, maybe does Paul Menard mix it up a little bit? Try to get up there and spoil the party. But Cole Custer, yep, Cole Custer back at Cali. Outdo Kyle Busch to the line. Got the win there. Don't have to worry about Kyle Busch here in this instance. And you would think Ford Country, Michigan, yeah, you would think Cole Custer be right back up there in the mix yet again. Tyler Reddick, the same players up there. Can't Justin Allgaier finish the deal this time around? And a couple of sleepers could play a factor in this race. Can't wait there. And obviously, the Cup race on Sunday with the Fire Keepers Casino 400. Obviously, Ford takes pride in winning at home. It's a home game for those guys. And that could be a welcome sign for Kevin Harvick, because the last time we were there at Michigan last year, the second race of the Michigan, Kevin Harvick put the ass whooping on the field there. And obviously that was home of the Daddy Kevin Keelan show there after the fact there. So can the Ford team get off snot here and win, or will somebody else do that, or will the same in Penske? This is an opportunity for them. Obviously Brad Keselowski takes a lot of pride at running at his home track, so who knows, we'll see if he can keep the mojo going here moving forward here at MIS. Turn the page over now to the Gator Outdoor Truck Series as they will begin their quest here for the Triple Truck Challenge beginning Friday night at Texas. And the last time, and Big D, pull up the last time in this. I thought this was their first race at Texas, and I totally, ladies and gentlemen, forgot about their race earlier, not too long ago, back in March 29th. There were obviously Kyle Busch again. That Kyle Busch again. I'm telling you, Kyle Busch won this race, but you ain't got to worry about no Kyle Busch here. So that is good. This thing is open. I got to tell you something right now. I just got a feeling Stuart Friesen has been the man. He should have won Kansas. That was his race right there. And mistakes played a team mistake played him. They're costing him an opportunity there when giving Ross Chastain the door there to win that race. Again, more on Ross Chastain in a little bit here on a 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. So, Stuart Friesen finished second, Johnny Sauter third, Grant Impinger fourth, Matt Crafton, your top five, and Tyler Ingram put down a solid run. Sixth, Ross Chastain. Seventh, Tyler Dipple in the eighth spot. And the last time we raced trucks back at Charlotte a couple weeks ago, this guy right here, Brennan Poole, Big D. Brennan Poole finished runner-up to Kyle Busch. He finished ninth a couple months ago. Ben Roach finished in the 10th spot right there. But I tell you, all eyes going to be on that 52 truck there. Matt Crafton, in my opinion, has turned the corner. I mean, last year was a struggle, but this year he's run so much better. He's going to be in the mix. You don't know what you're going to get from the 13 of Johnny Sauter. And that's a safe bet to pick one of those Thor Sport trucks there. Stuart Friesen is going to be right up in the mix. And somebody keep your eyes on here. And Kyle Busch, I'll get to that here in a little bit. So Kyle Busch, the main story here in segment two of the 3-Wide NASCAR podcast. But he calls on Greg Biffle to be in the 51 truck. This was a couple months ago as well when all three series were at Texas. Greg Biffle will make his return to NASCAR Friday night in the truck series, racing that 51 truck. That is going to be intriguing. This right here is going to tell it all right here, because Kyle Busch, and why I'm on Kyle Busch, Big D, why don't we just stay right here? Because I had a note on my notes here about Kyle Busch calling out Ty Gillen and Harrison Burton. Hang on. But Greg Biffle, you're listening to 3-Wide NASCAR podcast, EG3, Big D. And thank you for tuning in to tonight post-race reaction edition of Pocono. Talking truck series at the beginning of the year. Their triple challenge here. I'll explain what all that is here in a second. But story here coming out of the weekend. Kyle Busch calling out his drivers yet again. Pull up my notes here real quick. Okay, so got to move up here since I switched it around. Alright, so Kyle Busch, I pretty much put it like this, folks. Kyle Busch trashes his current drivers for not running good. So this is not the first time he said this. Well, in more ways than one, because he called out Ty Gillen earlier this year for not doing what he's supposed to do. We know Kyle Busch gets in his own trucks and wins in them, right? We've seen him do it the last 6-7 years. Maybe even longer than that. Kyle Busch wins in his own style, right? We've seen William Byron win in those trucks. Christian Bell win those trucks. Bubba Wallace has won those trucks, right? All right, so you got Ty Gillen, who probably one of the more hyped up guys coming up in the sport. And obviously, Harrison Burton, a proven winner in the sport. And we saw him win in the ARCA Series earlier this year. And they haven't. And from Kyle Busch's words, not mine, all right, pretty much calls him out and says they ain't done shit. straight up says they ain't done shit. And this is the second time he's called out Ty Gillen saying that he ain't done nothing. And Ty Gillen has actually had back-to-back top 10 finishes here in the past two races. So Ty Gillen, and this is the track where Harrison Burton and Ty Gillen had trouble early in the race last time the trucks were at Texas. So they look turn that look around, and they got the Mom Harrison Burton or Ty Gillen. I am pissed off. I mean, this makes you mad. This will make me mad. Hell yeah. This will make me mad for sure. Why? Because your own boss don't think you can get in those trucks and win them. Yes, Kyle Busch. It's all said. This is probably the 100th time I called his name out on the show. And why not? Because the proof's in the pudding, right? I've always said it on the show. You got to go out and do what you got to do, right? Same thing here. Ty Gillen, can he use that momentum belt over the past two races to get himself in position? Obviously, last year, he was so close to winning, especially this race right here, either with Chicagoland or this or Texas last year. One of these two races, he was leading on the final lap. I think it was Texas. I'm pretty sure it was Texas, and running out of gas, opened the door for, I believe it was Brett Moffitt to win something like that, though. But for sure, Ty Gillen, obviously, he and Noah Gregson got into it in Canada last year. Ty Gillen was for sure going to put it in the bank, didn't do it, got taken out by your own teammate, Noah Gregson. And since that point on, you would think that Ty Gillen would be much more of a factor. He has not been much of a factor. Last 2 weeks, he has been running around the top 10, and Kyle Busch set the world straight on those two guys. And Harrison Burton, Harrison Burton, I mean, you probably be more shooting more hard on Ty Gillen because he has run more truck stuff than Harrison Burton does. This is Harrison Burton's first full year. I would wait a little bit on Harrison Burton a little bit. So I just, you know, Kyle Busch is loose cannon, calling your own guys out. You hired them, right? If you say you suck, why you hire him anyway? If you I mean, if you want somebody to go in your trucks and win, hire somebody else to race in those trucks. I mean, don't get frustrated because they're not performing at a high level. I mean, these guys aren't veterans of the sport. We're not even Ty Gillen yet. I mean, Ty Gillen, this is his first full year. I mean, he came very close to going cracking the playoffs last year with all those great finishes here. Bit of a slow start to the 2019 season. So, I mean, I just don't understand. If you don't like what you're hiring, then why'd you hire the guys in the first place anyways? If you see the talent, I mean, obviously Kyle Busch has a knack for talent, seeing talent, right? You believe in these two guys, right? So, I mean, I just don't. I mean, I see it. I see why he's doing that. But at the same time, I don't understand, you know what I'm saying? But hey, I mean, we'll find out if this lights a fire under Harrison Burton and Ty Gillen this weekend as the trucks will hit the track in the Lone Star State here. If you fast forward to the SpeedyCash.com 400 this Friday night on FS1, 9 o'clock Eastern Time, 8 p.m. That's a local time start, and obviously that's at 8 o'clock because Texas in the Central Time Zone, folks, is a green flag challenge there. So that's, I just don't understand from that aspect of it. If you're going to hire a couple drivers to win your cars, I mean, if you see that they're not that good, why you hire them anyway? I don't know about that. Maybe Ty Gillen, this is the second time. If I'm Ty Gillen, this makes him raise hell because this is your second time that your boss called you out for not doing what you're supposed to be doing. So, and he rated them a 2 out of 10. A 2. Woo! Ouch. So, yeah, if I'm both of those guys right now, I am antsy to get to Texas and get in those trucks and show Kyle Busch that I can wheel those trucks around, run up front. Harrison Burton almost won Iowa last summer, finishing in third spot. So, Harrison Burton has had some solid runs this year, so I give Cousin Harrison Burton some slack there. But the Triple Truck Challenge now, have it now on the screen, on our screen here, obviously. So, Truck Series get a huge show with the beginning of this Triple Truck Challenge, a three-race program that begins Friday night, obviously, with a $500,000 bonus money. So, here's the tracks here that the Triple Challenge contains. Texas, obviously. Then you got Iowa next week, which I was really contemplating on going up there. Still am. So, either one way or another, though, I'm going I'm going to be end up going up Iowa this year anyway, so because I'm going to be running up there in an event later this fall, and I'm just trying to decide to try to go. This might be a last minute type of deal, but obviously Iowa and Gateway, which is St. Louis area there. So that's the three races. Gateway obviously is June 22nd down there. The Triple Truck Challenge will award $50,000 bonus money to the race winner of any one of the three events. Win two of these races, you pocket an additional $150,000. You win all three of these, woo! You're gonna win with some cool money, boy. Cool $500,000. Woo! That is something else. And if I'm one of those guys who have come close, like a Stuart Friesen or Grant Infinger, Brett Moffitt, that money's right there for taking. So no Kyle Busch. You got not only that, but Austin Hill still. And Johnny Sauter, actually. So Austin Hill, Johnny Sauter are only two locked in to the postseason right now. Yes, I'm talking about playoffs. Sorry, but so wide open for the taking. And you had more incentive. Ooh, these, you know, the trucks are the best around when it comes to watching NASCAR. The trucks are best around to watch. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you better be tuning in the next three races, because with the money that is online, folks, the action is going to heat up beginning this weekend. I cannot wait to watch trucks go down at Texas this weekend. You're listening to the 3 Wide NASCAR Podcast, EG3 in the building. Let's time and do our 3 Wide EG3 helmet stickers of the week before this one gets carried away here a little bit. All right, folks, EG3 helmet stickers of the week for me belong to Justin Haley, Michael Annette, of course, race winner Cole Custer. In the Cup side of things, here, Daniel Hemric, William Byron, and that Jones boy, Eric Jones, and honorable mention, Big D has his Give Me Give It here. And honorable mention goes to the Xfinity Series driver, Noah Gregson, another solid top 10 run for Junior Motorsports. EG3 helmet stickers of the league. Let's break it down one more time. Daniel Hemric, Eric Jones, William Byron, Michael Annette, Justin Haley, Cole Custer, Noah Gregson. EG3 helmet stickers here for the Pocono weekend here on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. So we're doing it big right there. So thank you for joining us tonight on the 3Y NASCAR Podcast. That is your helmet stickers of the week. I'm going to touch on lap traffic here. And actually, let's just jump right there, Big D, real quick. So, all right. So, start off segment two, lap traffic fantasy. Obviously, I mentioned lap traffic earlier, Brandon Crowe. Obviously, home race coming up, obviously, this weekend. Doubleheader, B Crowe doing it. And be out there looking out for his bonus show coming up on Friday. So, exciting stuff for those guys. Obviously, I mentioned the PETM podcast also going to be up there. Started in segment one with momentum. Finished 29th overall. And this can't be a better start right here. And for me, I'm looking at these next couple weeks as critical for me as well. But I am pretty much, Big D, in the ball game. Pretty much when you look at, I'm looking at the overall standings. But hey, I picked Tyler Reddick in the Xfinity Series. Finished second. And Brad Keselowski, who also finished second and was one of probably four or five drivers to score stage points in that entire sleep fest at Pocono there. So I lucked out there and totaled me up awesome 102 to start off segment two and picked up six spots in the overall standings. So I am right there where I want to be, and I did the math. I am right there, so, and this is where it got me in segment one, so hopefully I learned my lesson, and, I mean, I had good picks, then it just didn't pan out late in those races, especially the fourth week really set me back, so hopefully I learned my lesson, and we can snag a couple more, especially, we're right there, sniffing the lead, start off segment two right there, so, cannot wait and see to get to this weekend and see what unfolds, what car unfolds for these races here. So very anxious to see what happens there, but can't Big D, aka Star, better good than this right here. So I'm cherishing it now. But all I can now before we'll see what card on foot waits for me this weekend. Third, and I'm only four out of the top spot, because the top spot right now is actually tied at 106 was the high over there. So I'm excited. Third right now, if you really want to look at it. Second, if you want to really look at it. So that way. So, but I got a lot of hungry hounds going to be chasing them dogs, chasing me here this weekend. And we talked about this earlier about, and he'll probably listen to this at some point. But yeah, he talked about it in his latest episode here on Live Track Podcast. Brandon talked about next year. Mick Rose is a solid job with the standings as well. Shout out Mick Rose. They do a fantastic job. One of the things that they should do here is limit the amount of uses, because you're just not going to gain any ground unless that driver these guys pick it are the same ones. I mean, we see double digits every weekend picking the same driver, mainly either it's Kevin Harvick or Kyle Busch. And yeah, why not? I mean, I'm not going to picks. Why not? But I mean, I tried out a few things early in that stage one, and it didn't pay out for me. So I want to try to be a little different here in this. And my approach has worked so far. So no, I'm not going to say my picks. So that's not changing. limit the amount of usage. And maybe that would be a lot, hell of a lot interesting of a race there. So, I mean, it is what it is this year. So, we're already deep in it. I'm not in charge of Lap Track Fantasy. But, yeah, I like to see maybe when we get to next year, Lord willing, a change in that. So, those same people don't use the same drivers. Make them strategize a little bit. And it just makes it more dangerous. That's what. That's all I'm saying. EG3 show final minutes of the post race podcast edition from Pocono, where Kyle Busch ties Rusty Wallace here. Let's look down here. We'll see what I didn't get to. Obviously, yeah, Alex Bowman having words for Joey Logano. I didn't see what happened at the Coke 600 between these two, but thankfully, but apparently Alex Bowman was barely mad at Joey Logano about something from the Coke 600, calling Joey out, adding to the list of drivers that Joey has made mad in his Cup career there. So Alex Bowman said he's going to get his. We'll see. We'll find out here down the line here. Also, another shout out. EG3 alum Chase Cabre, winner. He won a race this weekend. I don't have the notes in front of me, unfortunately, but he won this weekend. His first win in the K&M series, so very excited for old Chase. He wanted to get a win. That was his goal. We had him on the podcast, aka find it in our archives on Apple Podcasts, Google Play. Y'all know what it is. But Chase Cabre gets in the winner's circle, so he is a winner in the K&M Pro Series. So pumped up for Chase right there. And Topeka, an hour which is 45 minutes away from Manhattan, for those of you who don't know, Topeka, the capital of Kansas, hosting the latest NHRA race this weekend, beginning on Friday. There's a lot of decisions I have to make before races down there, but I've actually thought about folks going down there and checking that out this weekend, but with the wife having workshops this weekend, I might go sneak down there and check some of that stuff out. So if I do, I'll give you a report on that. And I might be going that, might be talking to, trying to find one, setting up an interview with one of those guys about the weekend over there. It's always a good time down there at Topeka. I've never been to a drag racing event. So, and obviously we got drag step 45 minutes away. So there's that. And I mentioned the Bubba Wallace story earlier. Sponsorship Victory Junction steps up, and they're going to be a sponsor the rest of the year for Bubba Wallace. So that is a huge relief right there, and it pretty much showed on the racetrack right there. Bubba was competitive, and at one point he reached up there in the top. No, he got stage points. Yes, sir. He got stage points there. So Bubba Wallace got stage points at Pocono, and ended up finishing in 21st spot. So I'm pumped for that reason. And obviously, guys got a shot here. So we have a sponsor that wants to be dedicated. And obviously, Victory Junction is very close to the Petties, Richard Petty, Kyle Petty, and that gang, obviously. So when a sponsor steps up like that, you got to pay the favor. Hopefully, the 43 can continue to improve each week from here on out and be a lot more competitive. So that's a big sign. We talked about that being not a concern down there. And so very glad. Happy news coming out of that 43 camp. And I mentioned the NBA Finals tied up at one apiece there. Andre Iguodala bringing the dagger late in game number two there. Toronto had all the chances in the world there to probably take a 2-0 lead. That did not happen. Andre and the veteran leadership of Golden State there edging out there to Toronto in game three is tomorrow. And I watched Big D. Got a last thought here before we wrap this thing up here tonight. St. Louis Blues, Boston Bruins. Oh, sorry, AJ. Now it's the best of three. Now at St. Louis with a goal late. And then adding another one to that as well. Series tied at 2 games apiece. Series is going back to Boston, I believe. I don't have a schedule in front of me right now. But I do know this, though. 2-2. Best of three. 2 more wins to get the cup there. And the series in the NBA Finals shifts to Golden State. The Oracle winner could see their last couple games there. 3-4, but obviously long way to go there. So won't be recording obviously because we're getting this done right now. We always record on Tuesday night. What I'm talking about, but yeah. So a lot going on there, and I'm gonna save the K-State news until next time around. So we're pretty much out of time here for tonight. But yeah, Kyle Busch, the same thing. Kyle Busch continues his stranglehold at Pocono. Big D, let's break this thing down. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a wrap for the post-race Pocono edition of the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. So glad you guys are able to download and listen to it. And remember, please tell your friends, giveaway, I'm telling you, 50 ratings on iTunes, 10 reviews. Please leave us a review. It helps us out a lot about the show. As well, continue to spread the word. Manhattan continues to get it done. Appreciate that as well. Download the podcast. Add it to your daily dose of sport podcast each week. Big D, thanks for what you do, man. As always, it's coming over work doing what you do. Eddie Greer III, thanks you guys for tuning into the 3Wide NASCAR podcast. And congratulations to Cole Custer and Kyle Busch, your winners this weekend at Pocono, Michigan. You're on deck.
Thanks for listening to the 3Wide NASCAR podcast with EG3. Make sure you're subscribed to the show wherever you get your podcasts. iTunes, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and more. We'll see you next time going 3Wide. 3Wide.